Hey, could you pass me the pillow over there? That one. Oh. And I want that red one over there. Wait, this isn't red. It's burgundy. Do you even know what the difference is? Okay, fine. They all look kind of gray in the dark. I wanted this one. See? This is red. What? Yes, it matters. It matters a lot, actually. This pillow fort is gonna look so amazing with all these red pillows over here. It needs to be perfect. I have a vision, and I swore that this cushy fort is gonna be the coolest, most adorablest pillow fort ever built. And the burgundy pillow would have completely thrown off the feng shui and the cush levels. It just wouldn't be right. Well, once the power comes back on, you'll see how great of a pillow for architect I am. This pillow fort is gonna be amazing. It will be magnificent. It is magnificent. Cause I built it. Okay, fine. We built it. Now, come on. Let's relax. I didn't build this pillow fort just for show. I need your butt in here. Sit. Lay down. Whatever you want. There's plenty of space. Me? I'm gonna flop down over here. You know what? I'm kinda glad the power went out. We're so busy these days. It's kinda rare to just hang out like this. You, me, no electronics, no distractions. I like it. I feel like a kid again. Do you remember those days? It feels like so long ago. An eon since we last did something like this. Building forts. Playing pretend. The simpler times. Oh, to be young and dumb again. Hey, who are you calling still dumb? Okay. Maybe it's better to be dumb, okay? At least I didn't have to worry about grown-up things. Life was simpler. Those were the days. If only we could go back. I don't know. Slow down time or something. Maybe I'd do things differently. I'd still want you to be part of it. You've always been a part of my life, and I can't imagine a version of me without you. I think I was always kind of scared of growing up, living my own life. I mean, I still kind of am. It's nerve-wracking, learning how to do things on my own. And when you moved away for school, I was kind of at a loss. And I know, it's not your fault. Growing up meant going our own ways. I just miss being your little shadow. But I'm glad we still kept in touch. You'd listen to me ramble about my days, laughed with me at my highs, and comforted me during my lows. I know I'm not really good with expressing my feelings, but It was always easy with you. You kept me from sinking. When you rolled back and down, I almost cried from happiness. I'm sorry. I guess it's just hitting me how much I've missed you. I'm sorry, I'm rambling. I ramble when I'm nervous. Should I keep talking? Do you want me to? Fine. I guess I'm just remembering you. I'm remembering the way I felt about you. I remembered how happy I was when you were around. How everything just made sense. And after all these years, no one has ever made my heart race like this. Like when I'm around you right now. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I want you. I really, really like spending time with you, but I wish you'd stay with me forever. I don't want to be separated from you again. I missed those good old days because I missed you. I loved you. Yes, I always have. And I guess I still do. I know this is a lot to take in, I do, but you kissed me. Wait. Oh gosh. Does this mean you felt the same way? Then why did you let me spill my heart out? Well, I'm kind of speechless now. How did neither of us make a move until now? Maybe we are still dumb. But I want to kiss you back now. Is that okay? Oh, your lips. I've always wondered what it would feel like. And now I know. Just how soft they are. Is this really happening? Two grown-ass adults. Making out in a pillow fort. Well, I like it. Do you want me to stop? No. Good. hold me tight. I don't want you to ever let me go. When I said I loved you, I mean it. This really is